That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. In a little bit of a delay because she was in surgery is Megan filling in for Dr. Jeff today at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, sir.
What kind of surgery were you involved in?
Well, we are currently, there's a 5-pound Shih Tzu who only has one testicle descended.
Uh-oh.
So get him scrubbed in and ready.
Okay, very good. Well, I won't keep you too long. I did want to talk to you, though, about the Sioux Animal Hospital. Dr. Jeff down back in Texas for the horse dental training that he's going through. And you guys have really expanded your farm days and different things that are happening with the new vet that's coming and all that. But you're actually really engaged in a lot of different surgeries, and that's basically, I believe he said, you're now his number one surgery tech. And he wanted to have you on to talk with me today because primarily of all these different surgeries that you guys perform. A lot of people don't realize it, Megan, but you're a lot more than just a normal veterinarian like most people are used to taking their dogs and cats to. You guys really have expanded services up there, especially when it comes to surgeries.
Yes, sir. So it's Dr. Jeff always states that we don't do just your normal spays and neuters. We do a lot of the orthopedics, the TPLOs, the amputations, the fracture repairs. He is so specialized in those that a lot of people in Michigan tend to send them to a specialist like downstate, MSU or Ann Arbor, where we can do them here. Yes, it's a little bit of a drive, but we can remove eyeballs. We can taking out gallbladders and things like that. He's so educated on what we can do here that brings a lot of different surgeries to Sioux Animal Hospital.
Well, you know, one of the things that, and you mentioned Michigan State, for example, down in Lansing. Well, up here in northern Michigan, where we're from, Lansing is actually farther drive for me,
yes.
Okay, than going to Sault Ste. Marie. And the other thing I really like, and this is something Jeff promotes all the time, is call ahead, of course, schedule this, get it in advance in the system and on the calendar. But people from downstate, even we have listeners in Livingston, we have people in Grand Rapids area, mm-hmm. They may find that him as a surgeon may be a lot less expensive than Michigan State. I had a friend.
Absolutely.
He took his dog. I couldn't believe this. I'm like, dude, why didn't you call Jeff? I talked to Jeff about it later, but he spent $5,000 on his German Shepherd for a surgery. I don't even know exactly what it was completely, but the charge was $5,000. Well, I talked to Jeff, and Jeff's like, oh, yeah, I do those surgeries all the time. And I'm like, okay, what would you have charged? He said, usually the bill comes in between $1,000 and
$1,200.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, George, you don't want to hear this, but you overpaid by about $3,800 compared to driving to Sault Ste. Marie. That happens right. All the time, doesn't it, Megan?
It does. And it's something that it's so frustrating where, you know, to have a foreign body removed from the stomach, your dog ate a squeaky toy and things like that, it could be $10,000. And I'm not saying that MSU is not charging appropriately.
Sure.
But Dr. Jeff is so skilled where he gets in, he does the job, he gets out, and they go home with pain meds and antibiotics. And it seems simpler to me from, you know, I've been with Dr. Jeff for 13 years now.
Sure.
Where it just blows me away of what extra things are MSU doing compared to what we're doing. But we are an option. We get people from Toronto. We get people from, you know, the Canada side too, where it's like, I feel they do not know what we offer. And I love that he talks with you, Randy, where we can kind of get those listeners of, my dog needs a surgery and I don't know where to turn. You know, hey, don't forget about us way up here in the Upper Peninsula.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things that Jeff talks about, again, people from downstate getting a motel room, you know, the night before, and being able to get there right when you guys open. What time do you guys normally start getting in? Who comes in first? What time does somebody there where people could drop their animal off?
Yeah, so with me being in the surgery department, I'm here at 7:30 in the morning. That's when we start checking in the surgeries. And usually we try to keep them between the 7:30 and 8 o'clock window. The sooner I can get a surgery checked in or intaked, the sooner I can get them pre-medded, IV cathetered, and rolling into surgery.
Gotcha.
You know, on Dr. Jeff days, we normally do 6 to 10 every day. But I love having, like, someone from Grand Rapids. If they know they have a surgery coming in, they stayed the night before. And even, hey, like, the weather's bad, have the dog stay with us that night where they can then go home the next day. It's whatever we can do to kind of help travel. You know, we don't want anyone traveling at midnight to go home.
Right.
And it's usually an outpatient procedure depending on the extent of everything.
Sure,
if the surgery went great, they can go home, you know, 4:30. If something went awry, we might keep them overnight just for observation.
Right. Well, then at that point, they would just be spending another night at the hotel and going out to dinner right there in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes. Yep. And just having that peace of mind of not traveling at night and the weather the last couple of days, no one wants to travel in that. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one other thing, Megan, that I'm very excited about, and Dr. Jeff talked about this, his use of lasers and also the newer technologies that you guys have invested in there, even including dental.
Yes.
You've got your own little dental room set up there at the hospital now.
Yep.
It's absolutely amazing, and so many people, I guess, don't realize that you guys do all these additional surgeries, and it's truly a hospital, not just a veterinarian office.
So that's one of the things he's kind of mentioned too. You know, a clinic, we don't get me wrong, we do have, you know, two veterinarians here that do a lot of the preventative exams and your vaccines and your fecal checks and heartworm and tick preventions, which is very important. But we do a lot of the hospital aspect too of those more extreme surgeries and those dentals.
I got a text message I'm reading right here.
Yes.
My dog is being diagnosed with what they think is a cancerous tumor. They've done a biopsy. They're waiting for the results. Mm-hmm. If the tumor is cancer, how much of an advance notice do we need to do to call? Do we need to have records sent in advance? How would that work in this type of potential surgery?
Of course. So a lot of things need to be taken into factor first. How old is the animal, and have we done blood work and chest x-rays? Those are something that you might want to have done prior to having this mass or tumor removed. If all of that comes back clear and we still want to take this off, I would say within a couple of days, depending on our surgery schedule, if I can fit you guys, you know, them in within the week or 2 weeks of a phone call. Records are always nice. That way the doctor can go over them first. But I would say, you know, a week or two prior to surgery, just to kind of be updated on everything. A pre-visit before the surgery it would be nice, but depending on where they're coming from.
Sure.
You know, pictures, the more information we can get through the email, things like that, it's always helpful.
Yeah, these people live in the Fenton Grand Blanc area.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Down by Flint, Saginaw area, that county's down there. So a little bit of a drive, but it's very simple, folks. All you have to do is, I've done it with Mr. Snoop. We contacted Bansfield Hospital in Traverse City, said we're transferring Snoop's care up to Dr. Jeff there, Sioux Animal Hospital. They actually just emailed his entire file of his history and all the testing and dental records, all of that went right up to you guys.
Straight to us, yeah. Yep, and then we can kind of go over it. And then if you're looking at more of getting a price of how much a mass to be removed and things like that, it would be helpful to kind of know how large it is, where it's at, and things like that, too. So giving you a quote or an estimate might be a little tricky because we've never seen you before. But definitely just having records sent and becoming a client with us, fairly easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, folks, I made the phone call, didn't even have to sign anything. I just called them, email of the records. They did. Jeff got them reviewed, said, fine, let's schedule the first visit. And Jeff spent some time with him, and we got him all his shots. Actually, I got to call you guys this week for next week to bring him up. He's due for all his vaccines. So Mr. Snoop and I will be up there soon.
Yeah, and even after the surgery is done and any aftercare that they want to follow up with their regular vet, we then send our records to them of what we did, and then then you can continue your care down there as well. So we're pretty we work well with others. We're all here for the animal. So
absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on and filling in for Dr. Jeff.
Randy.
no problem. I know you're in surgery. I'll let you go, but I want to get the phone number in, folks. 906-635-5910. Again, please put that in your phone, 906-635-5910. Megan, we appreciate you filling in for Jeff, and we'll let you get back into the surgery.
Well, you have a great day, sir, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Megan, surgery tech, stepped out of a surgery to talk with us this morning. Different perspective. Appreciate the information from her. Again, 906-635-5910. You give them a call. They can answer your questions over the phone, explain to you how to do it, give you local motel information, and save a ton of money if you guys have to deal with surgeries. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, that phone number, I got a couple of text messages during the break. Sioux Animal Hospital, right off of I-75, very accessible, easy to get to, right off the expressway. 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Put that in your phone. If you have an animal that you're taking to your local vet now, I don't care wherever you guys are at, and you're dealing with a cancer, a tumor, a surgery, hip fracture, whatever it is, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you get a quote, an estimate at least, from Dr. Jeff. These other veterinarians, I'm not bad-mouthing them in any way, shape, or form, but when it comes to surgeries, they feel that they can charge basically what they need to charge to be profitable, number one. Number two, I would question their experience in surgeries compared to Dr. Jeff's. He has performed surgeries on all kinds of animals, doing all kinds of things. And I highly, highly recommend a second opinion, especially if they want to refer you to Michigan State University. They're not qualified to do the surgery in their office. They want to send you to Michigan State. Definitely pick up the phone and call Dr. Jeff. Because like I said, George Downstate, he called me $5,000 at Michigan State. Jeff said he would have done it for $1,200. And it's not that he's cheap. It's not that you get poor care while you're at the Sioux Animal Hospital in any way, shape, or form. Jeff is just not into this as a profit center. Michigan State University, a lot of overhead, a lot of expenses, a lot of research that they do. You know, Jeff is just one of those kind of people. He cares about people. He cares about the animals. And he cares about the common man is the bottom line. And he's only going to charge you a fair amount that he needs to run the clinic, to run the hospital, and pay his staff and keep the lights on. But he's not in it to become a multi-gazillionaire or have a lot of overhead like they have there at Michigan State University. That's all I'm saying. So get a second opinion. If he can save you some money, yeah, you might have to drive up there, get a hotel room for the night or whatever. but it's definitely worth it. And the care that he provides the animals is top notch. I've had many people tell me about the surgeries, experiences that they've had with Jeff over the last couple of years. He's been a sponsor with us. And even Mr. Snoop is a patient of Dr. Jeff's. We drive all the way from Antrim County all the way up there and back. And I trust him 1,000%. I'll tell you what the straw was that broke the camel's back with us. I took Snoop in for a dental checkup. It was time to get his teeth cleaned. And I got a phone call from the doctor down there in Traverse City. I'll name the name. It was Banfield Hospital in Traverse City. He had a tooth that appeared to be cracked. And she said it needed to be extracted. And the cost would be between $2,500 and $3,000. And I was like, to extract a tooth. Well, yeah, because it's located, you know, in part of his jawline. It's actually going to be considered oral surgery, not just a tooth extraction. And I said, okay, very good. I said, you know what? I'll get a second opinion. I'll get back to you. Called Jeff. He said, can you have the opinion to me? Yeah, I want to take a look at the tooth. And they said, okay. So I called Banfield back. I said, can you send the x-rays and Snoop's records up to Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie? Well, they got all kind of, I'm just going to call it what it is. They got kind of pissy with me. And I'm like, no, I told you I was getting a second opinion. The doctor up there, Dr. Jeff, wants to see the x-rays and his records. We didn't do any x-rays. If you want us to do x-rays, that'll be extra. I said, wait a minute. How did you find this crack in this tooth if you didn't do an x-ray? Well, we visually inspected it. We saw it. You tell me the crack in his tooth is that large, you could visually see it, is what you're telling me? Bottom line, took Snoop up there to see Dr. Jeff. Jeff looked in his mouth. He looked at the tooth. He went, Randy, there's nothing wrong with this tooth. He said, that crack's been there a while. It's not getting any bigger. I wouldn't even extract the tooth right now unless it gets infected or starts causing him some pain. Leave the tooth alone. They went and charged me almost $3,000. Didn't even do x-rays. Jeff looked at it. The tooth is still there. He eats his food every day, no problem, no infection. I said, that's it. I'm done with Banfield. Transfer his records. Dr. Jeff has a new patient. So anyway, I mean, that was our experience. I'm just sharing with you what happened to us. Not saying every veterinarian office out there does what Banfield did, but that's what they did to us in Traverse City. And as a result, Dr. Jeff is our vet now. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD.